construction is underway now on Broken Arrow's new water treatment plant and reservoir. City Engineering Director Kenny Schwab says water currently has to be treated and piped in from the prior area.
It's about 30 miles to pump the water to the community. That's our sole source. Almost 100,000 people relying on a 30-mile pipeline that was aging.
Broken Arrow's old plant no longer treats water. The tiny brick building seems displaced in time among the modern structures of the new plant going up around it.
Right around 1966, we were building the water plant. Well, within a year or two, the Broken Arrow Expressway opens up. The projected growth around this area just quadrupled. And now our water plant, within a few years, was at capacity.
Building new water systems is expensive, so Oklahoma has a program to help localities pay for these projects. Here's how it works. Cities and towns apply for low-interest loans through the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. The state has a better credit rating than most cities do, so going through the state gets them a better deal on a loan. Going this route will save Broken Arrow about $19 million on a $70 million project. But there was a problem. Broken Arrow's project pushed the state's credit limit to the edge.
Didn't have a whole lot of discussions with OWRB on, you know, what's your capacity, what's your max, how much are we taking of that. We just kind of expected, okay, yeah, that's the only route for us to really go.
The OWRB could have secured full funding for Broken Arrow's project at the expense of pretty much every other local water project this year. In the end, another program that uses federal money stepped in to split the cost. OWRB Executive Director J.D. Strong says this hasn't been a problem until now.
It was one of the 8 priority recommendations of the Comprehensive Water Plan, the recognition that we are quickly going to hit the wall on our ability to finance drinking water and wastewater projects across the state of Oklahoma.
Strong says at least $82 billion will be necessary to meet the state's water infrastructure needs over the next 50 years. And not being able to fully fund the Broken Arrow project this year didn't bode well.
So that's an example of a town that actually stressed, if you will, the financing capacity of our programs for the first time. And so we needed to do something fairly quickly.
That's where State Question 764 comes in. Voters approved the measure on Election Day, and the OWRB could exhale. It allows the financing program to back loans with up to $300 million of the state's credit. And Strong says that will make all the difference.
So again, this would take us from, you know, being able to leverage $200 to $300 million in any one given year to $3 billion in any one given year.
If cities and towns default on their loans, it could cost taxpayers. But Strong says in the program's 27 years of existence, funding nearly 2,000 projects, there have been 2 defaults, a rural water district in Osage County for about $250,000 and in Delaware County for $4.8 million. Both were worked out before the state lost money. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.